Megan Bergen left her Little Havana home at 9:45 a.m. At 11 a.m., she was just 3 miles away, sitting in her car downtown between Northeast 1st and 2nd Avenues on 15th Street for half an hour. She'd never seen anything like it.
Even in Miami, and I've gone through some pretty bad traffic these days. I think the highway reopened, I heard, but it's still backed up pretty badly. There need to have better planning for these type of things or alternative routes.
The problem was the hours-long shutdown of the Julia Tuttle Causeway's eastbound lanes after the 4:30 a.m. accident, which killed 3 people. That caused morning rush hour Tuttle commuters to look for those alternative routes and turn a city into one massive parking lot. Even recently arrived Cubans like Jesus Bonson were aghast at Miami's traffic paralysis, which extended for miles both north and south.
Horrible, insupportable.
It's horrible, unforgivable, Bonson said about the jam that was making him 2 hours late for a carpentry job downtown. And he complained he saw no police or other officials out directing the traffic. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.